Hello to everyone. Thank you again for being here on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm happy to be here and talk with you about some of the work that we're doing in Massachusetts, as I'm sure you've heard many times today and through this conference and through the news that Massachusetts is in a historic period of time right now with healthcare reform. I'm going to talk very little about healthcare reform. I'm not an expert on healthcare reform. What I'd like to share with you is some of the effective collaboration that's happened between the state of Massachusetts, the Office of Medicaid, and other state agencies with community health workers to help implement the laws that have been passed in Massachusetts for healthcare reform. So let's see. Okay. And again, I have no relationships to disclose, no financial or otherwise. Okay, the presentation, as I mentioned, I'm going to talk very little about healthcare reform policies and programs, but just give you a sense of what's going on in Massachusetts and what are some of the major elements of that healthcare reform law. I'm going to talk a little bit about the outreach and enrollment grants. What are they? How do they work? I'm going to talk a little bit about the outcomes. What have we seen so far? How many people have been enrolled? What are some of the qualitative data that we've collected? What does that show us? And then, which is leading to effective outreach and enrollment practices. What works? What are the key factors? And what's next for outreach and enrollment grants in Massachusetts? So, as I mentioned, Massachusetts healthcare reform is a changing landscape. It's been an amazing process to be part of this whole healthcare reform because it's been a very fast-moving process. Policies are changing, programs are changing rapidly to meet the policy needs, and there are always a dynamic period marked by change. The partners in the healthcare reform law are state and federal governments, healthcare industry, policymakers, advocates, provider and community organizations, and citizens and consumers. I wanted to just give you a sense of this is a slide really to show you, because I really want to talk about outreach and enrollment. I wanted to give you a sense of, which most of you probably know this and have experienced it, the complexity of healthcare, health insurance programs at a state level, as well as state federal level. These are the programs in Massachusetts that are they're publicly funded, both through state and federal funds. And each of these within MassHealth, so if you're eligible for MassHealth, you could be eligible for one of those programs. Each of them is distinctly different. They offer different resources, services, and each have its own eligibility requirements. As you know, Medicare is absolutely not complicated, but especially Medicare Part D, when that rolled out a few years back, all of us really got a good sense of how complicated it can be to implement a policy created put it into practice in the communities. And the other health insurance programs, the two that are most new to Massachusetts are Commonwealth Care, and there are three plan types under Commonwealth Care. The eligibility requirement for Commonwealth Care is up to 300% of the federal poverty level. The best thing about Commonwealth Care is that many, many individuals, families, people that were otherwise unable to receive health insurance are now able to receive health insurance. The not so good news about the Commonwealth Care insurance is that it goes to 300% of the poverty level. So if you're over 300%, 301%, 302%, just over the mark, you're not eligible, and then you have to pay for commercial insurance at the prices that they cost. The other is Commonwealth Choice. There's four levels of coverage. These are programs that have gone through a process of reviewing and screening with the state, so they're credible coverage, considered credible coverage, and the cost has been reviewed and considered reasonable. So what is the Outreach and Enrollment Grant Project? $3.5 million was allocated in the state budget in FY07 and FY08 to educate individuals and families about healthcare reform law and state insurance programs, identify and assist local residents through local outreach, most importantly, to provide one-on-one enrollment assistance. Very, very important. It's so complicated to enroll in any type of health insurance program without having someone to talk with, to share all of your personal information. It's a nearly impossible process. And also to provide retention assistance, for people that are currently enrolled. Basically, the program is run by a state university partnership. I work for the UMass Medical School in the Office of Community Programs, and we are working with the state to oversee the project. We are currently have 45 grants that we are working with grant-funded organizations. Between FY07 and FY08, there have been 84 traditional, meaning this really means basic outreach and enrollment services that are administered by hospitals, community health centers, community-based organizations. So here's a snapshot of what's happened so far. This is really looking at 2008. So the total number of individuals assisted with applying for health insurance from December to August, this is just really basically a six-month period, was 33,000. Of those, there were 23,000 individuals that were eligible for some type of insurance or some type of healthcare assistance. Of this number, there are over 35,000 that were eligible for MassHealth, over 14,000 for Commonwealth Care, and over 450 for Commonwealth Choice. So part of this presentation is of the effectiveness. Why would a state want to work with community-based organizations, with hospitals and community health centers? If you work in the community, you would know the answer to that because it is the most effective way to reach people. It's the most effective way if you have a law, a policy that's new. How will you get that implemented? Who are the people that are going to do the education? What is their role? How do they communicate with the community? How do they know the community? And so this partnership allows for state agencies to share insight and first-hand experiences with the state. So the state gets to hear, so what's it like? You know, what's going on out there? How does this affect people? There's always those things you don't see when you create a policy. How will this affect this particular group or this subsection of people? So it's been very helpful to the state to hear that, to get that feedback. It's not always something they can correct or fix right away, but it is something that they can, they have actually used to change programs through the last couple of years. For community organizations, they receive resources to support local communities. And these are the communities that they know, they understand, they're currently assisting, and they are committed to. Their mission, their purpose for being is to assist the local community. So all of these things come together with the various programs, which the primary ones of MassHealth and Commonwealth Care, Commonwealth Choice, that are administered by the Connector Authority in Massachusetts. The Health Safety Net, which is not health insurance, but as you probably know from your state programs, is for people that are otherwise uninsured. And the folks that are administering it are the people that work every day in the community. So as I've mentioned, there are grant recipients are a community partner that's essential. They are the folks that make sure that people get insured, but they do a lot more than that. And I really want to emphasize this, people that work in the community have a dedication that has been amazing to me. It never ends. It's unceasing. If a person needs to get a ride, there are people that say, come on, you know, let's get in my car and I'll get you to where you need to go. It's not about insurance. It's about healthcare. It's about making sure that people have the healthcare they need and that they're aware of all the different services, all the different resources that are available to them in the community, and it's a 100% effort. So this is an example I wanted to share with you. Of course, I'm happy to share with you that Massachusetts has the lowest rate of uninsurance in the country. We have a 3% uninsurance rate for children. Here's a quote that is from a woman who's an outreach and enrollment worker. She says, when I enrolled the first patient in Commonwealth Care, it was so moving. It was the human face of all that policy talk, and this was somebody who really needed insurance. He had a lot of medical conditions, but he was covered before, but all he was covered for before was the emergency room. A lot of stories like that, which are really important. And in this session, talking about health disparities for children, in this case, you know, children are part of families. And in Massachusetts, the whole family is looked at as a unit, And it's so critical to be able to really work with a family as a whole and to be able to help as a community health worker that entire family to receive services. So some of what we did is we collected information. I've talked a little bit about the quantitative numbers. I'd like to just share with you a little bit about some of the qualitative information we collected. We put together, this data came from many sources, but one of the sources that it came from was a DVD, a video that we created. This is a DVD that documents people at work doing outreach and enrollment in the communities that they work in, and this features commentaries by Massachusetts residents and by community health workers. These are six organizations that are featured. The picture that you see is one of the organizations, the PACE organization. One of their outreach workers is also a hairdresser. So you can see, just barely see the sign back there on the back wall of the mirror. As she does her haircut work, she also lets people know that they're eligible for health insurance and she can help them. So one of the biggest things that outreach and enrollment workers do, community health workers, is they raise awareness. There can be all kinds of wonderful programs and policies, but if people don't know about them, they'll never get utilized. Here's a quote from one of the people. "I was surprised I was eligible because I already asked the MassHealth to send me brochures, and I read it and I thought I wasn't qualified." That happens a lot. People don't think they're qualified. It's very complicated, it's hard to read through all the materials, language is a consideration. This is also from the DVD. I really had hoped to show you the DVD, but it's not so easy to do that with all the APHA technology. I do have it here with me, a few copies if you'd like to see it or if you'd like to have a copy. Another factor is trust. This is a woman who works at Boston Healthcare for the homeless, and it's one of my favorite parts in the DVD. And she says, "So if you say, 'I'll give you a clean pair of socks,' that really does the trick. You are actually now working very well together." Part of this is in, they have that foot clinic, and they work with people who are homeless. People stand in lines all the time, and they often don't have socks. So one of the ways that they get people into their organization is to give them socks and to look at their feet and to actually soak their feet. You know, and it's a very humbling process to actually see people lined up, soaking their feet, and relaxing, and being taken care of in such a fundamental way. And she says, "So once they understand that you're there to help them, they will start to open up, just like flowers. When you see the flower blooming up, it starts gradually until it opens wide. You've won this person." That's the key, is to the relationship of trust. From that, education is possible. In this particular quote, Ruki is talking about the need for culture to be at the heart of it, language to be at the heart of it. She says, "In some cultures, in a loud voice, you cannot make yourself known that you're the one who knows. You have to say you don't say, and you have to say me and you. You have to say we in some cultures." That's the biggest point. It's a we experience. This is another, of course, fundamental and important role is enrollment assistance. And this is from an outreach worker, and he lists a number of obstacles, including knowledge and that people don't think they're eligible, and of course stigma, people that are working class, even anyone. It's a very hard thing to go in and apply for health insurance. It's a humbling experience. You have to give your financial information, you have to share all kinds of personal information about your life, what's going on with your family, and for outreach workers, they have to work through all of that in order to help people get enrolled. One of the last points is that we saw a lot of people doing inreach as well as outreach, which basically means lots of work in community health centers with providers to do immediate education, eligibility, enrollment assistance. The healthcare workers, they act as ambassadors. They're often the first point of contact. People go back to them if they have questions, they have concerns. And also we've seen things that have worked really well, like having pharmacies, community health centers that have pharmacies on site have actually done eligibility enrollment assistance during the pharmacy work. So what's ahead? lots of post-enrollment and retention. Retention is huge. How do you use insurance effectively? How do you actually work to make sure people get care, not just have insurance? Also, in terms of healthcare reform, it's a big picture. Massachusetts is still learning. We're still trying to figure out where we're going. And it's really about making sure we can provide coverage for everyone. It's about adaptation and change, certainly not easy, and leadership is needed at all levels. And if any one message about this presentation, the leadership and the knowledge of the community that works most closely with the people affected are the key resource and are essential. For more information, please let me know. And if you'd like to see a copy, or we hope to post it soon on our website as well. Okay, thank you very much.
Now we have about 15 minutes for questions. We'll open it up to the floor. You can ask something specific to a speaker or something general, and they can all speak. Any questions? No? Okay, so I could ask. I have a question for Dr. Swain about immunization. I work for the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, and I work for lead poisoning prevention, and we actually do a lot of collaborations with immunization, and one of the ones that we've seen most recently to do pretty well, at least for us, and immunization have been doing it, are matches with Medicaid managed care, or in New York City, if you're in Medicaid, now you're put into a managed care organization. And so we've matched our databases, and you mentioned that there's an immunization registry, and we give feedback to providers about who needs to be tested in their enrollment. So I'm just wondering, are you exploring, and I guess for lead poisoning too, are you guys exploring any sort of data matches or something like that to increase testing and immunization?
That's a fascinating question. In Milwaukee, there are a couple things that are going on, and one of the interesting things is that the Wisconsin Immunization Registry is looking at